It's interesting about Tanura. About Tanura says, "Say to Rosh Keva, Umalachtecha Arai. Make Torah Keva, Umalachtecha Arai." Interesting about Tanura. He says, "In Pirka Ovis, he says a person should work the whole day with Torah, work, and when he's totally exhausted, then get to work. Then start making a panosa." When you exhaust, you haven't got any more koyach left, then go try and make a panasa. You know, we don't necessarily tend to do that. You know, we work a whole day, and then we've got a bit of extra koyach, we pull out the daf yomi. But that is what the Batanura says, that is what the ultimate is a purpose of our existence. And therefore, why is it...
You won't get any clients, then.
You have to open your practice up at night. Yeah? When they've all finished learning. So what is the idea of having the command of first having the shulchan, creating the shulchan, building the shulchan, and then the menorah, where we know Torah is more important than parnasa. However, later on in the parasha, it switches around. Later on in the parasha, when it talks about where you should place it, in Perek Chof Vav, Pasuk Lamed Beis, it says, how should you place those different elements inside the Mishkan? It says, Chof Vav Lamed Dalet. Lamed Hey. The Samtes HaShulchan, Mechutz HaProiches, leave it outside. Chazal explained that you leave the shulchan outside, you put the menorah in, and then you put the shulchan next to the menorah. So with the creating and building and producing, what comes first? The shulchan takes place, gashmis takes place before the menorah. But when it comes to actually putting it in the mishkan, what comes first? The menorah takes place, you put it there first before you put the shulchan. Why switch around? What's the idea behind this? Selech Sam Sefer, we're practical. We're living in a world where you need parnasa. So in order to create a beautiful menorah, in order to create a world where people are able to exist and to learn and to build a life around Torah, we need parnasa. It's not treif, we need parnasa. And therefore before you start creating a system of beautiful menorahs, we need to have a shulchan. We've got to pay for it somehow in a legal fashion. In Torah, we have to do that. And therefore, when it comes to creating and building, we need first some money, then we have the menorah. But when it's got to do with values, what stands, what is there that represents who, where do we stand? Where do we stand? Where's it placed? Torah gets placed first before the shulchan is placed. When it's put inside the mishkan, what do we take care of first? We take care of Torah before we start taking care of the shulchan. So of course, within the practicalities you've got to deal with. We're practical people. But on the other hand, with the value of what we value as more important, certainly the menorah has more value to us than the shulchan. That's the Chasam Sofer. And in fact, interestingly enough, at the end of the parasha, the Svi Hish Feber says, right to the end by Mafti in Perich of Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Kol Amudei Hechotze Soviv, Mechushokim Kesef, Vaveim Kesef, Vadonei Nechoshes. So he says, Chotzer is always represents Olam Hazeh. That's a Chotzer. And Olam Haba is the house, is a truck, in Hatzmer Askel, the Proisda. In other words, a Chotzer is the outside, and the house, the Bais, is Olam Haba. So he says, Kol Amudei Hechotzer, all those things of the Amudim of Olam Hazeh, what are the three Amudim? Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, all are Mechushokim Kosef. You need money for all of them. All of them you need Kosef. Torah, Imein Kemach in Torah. You can't survive without money. Avodah, what's Avodah? Tefillah, Avodah. He said a person needs Menuchas HaNefesh. A person can't come to Shemona Esrei if he's got Tzoros, and it's not possible to do the Avodah correctly. And Gemilas Chasadim certainly is totally and very often directly connected with Kesef. And therefore he says, Kol Amudei HaChotzer, everything that is Amudim of Olam Hazeh, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, is Mechushokim Kosef, is connected with money. In other words, this parasha is not telling us, after Har Sinai, with all that went on there, that we're living in a world that is totally disconnected with money. We're not. We need money. In order to build a Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, give me materials. We need the money. But where are our values? What do we appreciate as being important? What we appreciate as being important, where the standing is involved, that is, the menorah has a standing before the shulchan. And he says that when it comes to building the Oroin, it says Va'osu. Look in Perek Hafei Pasuk Yud. Va'osu Aroin Atse Shittim. Va'osu means you, plural, should make an Aroin Atse Shittim. He asks, why is it that when it comes to the Oroin, it was a question that was given in a plural, a command that's given in a plural, Va'osu, and you, plural, should make it. Where other places we don't find Va'osu. Va'asisa sabadim, yeah. And it says as well, many, Va'asisa mesamanoira, in other words, it's singular. Why is it Va'osu? What's the idea over here, Va'osu? So he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created in the world an incredible synergy of energies that work together in order to make it possible for everyone to be able to live. He says, before, who was born first? Yisachar then Zebulun, correct? Yisachar is the person who is working. Zebulun is the Chamoy Ger in the Ben Torah. In other words, before, practically, same as the Chasam Sefer, practically, you need the money. And before Yisavulun can be born, you need the Yisachar to be able to support him. That is the way it goes. But the business of having to work together is incredible.
Yisachar was born first.
Yeah. Sorry, Yisachar is Chamoy Goyim. Sorry, Yisachar.
No.
Yisachar is Chamoy Goyim.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Is the when they surprised the money.
So who was born first?
Yisachar was born first.
Zvulun Yoshev Olim. So Yisachar was born first, correct, right? Mm-hmm. So he says, there's an interesting bracha we make. We born of Foshois, Rabbis v'Chesreinom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Rabbis v'Chesreinom. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for creating Rabbis v'Chesreinom, for creating so many v'Chesreinom and the lack of people. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for creating lacks in people. Why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us perfect? We don't have any lack. We don't need. No. Lahachyos behem nefesh kol choy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it so that lahachyos behem nefesh kol choy, that everybody can have a life. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where business people will be able to learn the full day, then there will be no need for them to support the people who are Bnei Torah. And if the Bnei Torah were able to support themselves, they wouldn't need the business people. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each one with a lack. He created the business people with a lack of time to be able to sit and learn. And he created the Bnei Torah with a lack that are able to actually support themselves. And therefore, they made Rabbis v'Chesreinom, Lahachiyos behem nefesh kol choy. By doing so, when each one supports each other, then both of them have a life in this world and the next world. Lahachiyos behem nefesh kol choy. That both of them have a ability to live. Va'osu is when it comes to building a Oren, which is Torah, it's Va'osu. There are two people I'm giving a command to. I'm giving the person who is actually sitting there and learning, and the person who is actually supporting those people in learning. It is a command to both of them. And he explains beautifully, he says, Ein malavin la'adam, like kesef, the Pirkei Avos, Ein malavin la'adam like kesef v'loi zav v'avodim tovos u'magolios ela Torah b'lavad. When a person dies, he doesn't get sent out, he doesn't get escorted with kesef and zav and diamonds, only Torah itself. So obviously, what's a chiddush? You expect you to take the diamonds with you? Tachrichim don't have pockets. So what's a chiddush? The Torah is, Ein malavin la'adam like kesef v'loi zav v'avodim tovos u'magolios Elo Torah Bilvad. In other words, the money, the kesef, v'zav, magolios, that that you invested in Torah Bilvad, that does come with you. That does come with you. The money that a person has invested in those different things, that actually does come with you. That's an amazing thing. You should know there's a story recently that somebody, recently, it happened a few years back when the financial crash in America, a very, very big gavir gave, a loan that turned into a donation to the Mir Yeshiva, to Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel. And Reb Nosson Tzvi asked him to lend him money, and he said that she was going through a crisis. He lent him $2 million. And the rest of the money he had in the bank that collapsed. So after the collapse of the bank, he had that $2 million that was left that he lent to Mir Yeshiva to support Torah, and he had those $2 million. The way the story goes is that he asked Reb Nosson Tzvi if he wants the money back. He said, no. Those $2 million are the only $2 million that I have that I'll keep forever. If I get the money back, I may lose that money as well. Those $2 million is going to stay forever. That is Malavan Ola Odom. That is a person's Va'osu, where you're actually working together with a synergy of strength between two people of the Talmud Chochem and the Balabos. Together they build the Orin, they build the ability to learn. What's the Koyach of the Orin? What's the Koyach of the Orin that's brought down? That is Noiseh Es Noisov. It carried those people who are carrying it. People think they're supporting Torah. I'm giving them money, I'm supporting them. Eitz Chaim Hina Machazikim Bo. It's Chaim for those people who support it, says Ksav Sofer. That people who carry the Olam HaYeshivas, in fact, the Olam HaYeshivas are carrying them. Noisa is Noisa, they're actually being carried by those people who are carrying them. The Beis Yisrael brings down, the Sasemis brings down as well, that there are 13 materials that are used inside a Mishkan. 13 materials. And he said those 13 materials correspond to the 13 brachas we have in Shemona Esrei, besides the brachas beforehand that are the introductory brachas and the ending brachas. But the 13 bakoshas, the brachas of bakoshas in the middle, are parallel to the 13 materials they used inside the Mishkan. What's the kesher? What's the connection? The connection, explains my Rebbe, Mechai Kaufman, is like this, that these, we stand in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, give us this, and give us that, and give us this, and give us that. Well, this is a wish list. Three times a day, you take the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchim, Malachim, Rebbeinu Shem, give us panosa, give us health, give us this. What a chutzpah. You bother Rebbeinu Shel Olam for things like that, trivial things of Gashmius. How do we end up Shemona Esrei? Asei Deman Shemecho, Asei Deman Yiminecho, Asei Deman Toyer Secho, Asei Deman Kedusha Secho. We end up and say, Rebbeinu Shem, it's not for me. It's not for me. It's for your sake. It's for your Torah. It's for your world that we can support our families to do things that are impossible without the support that you give us. Those 13 materials that were given to Klal Yisrael, they gave back to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and said, I want to build a Mishkan with it. I'm using my Gashmius for the sake of Ruchnius. And those are the 13 brachas from Shemona Esrei that are also, we should take those 13 blessings and 13 requests of asking for Kodesh Baruch Hu's support and turn it around and use it for the Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake. And that's the 13 materials to the 30 brachas of Shemona Esrei. But there's over here a very, very beautiful thought over here. And this is something which is actually very, very amazing. If you look in Perek Chof, Hei Posuk Chof Aleph, this is a very, very difficult question. The Posuk says, in Perek Chof, Hei Posuk Chof Aleph, V'nasata es ha-kapoiris al ha-oroin milamalo. Kapoiris was a lid. So you built an oroin, yeah, and you have a lid. And inside the oroin, put inside the edus. What's the edus? The edus was a luchos and shivrei luchos that are put inside. So Rashi asks over here, Pasuk Chof Aleph, lo yodati, I don't know, lomo nichbal, why the Pasuk repeated this. Sharikva nema v'nasato el ha'orin es ha'edus. He already said earlier on, two psukim earlier, the Pasuk says, Pasuk Tezayin, it says, V'nasato el ha'orin es ha'edus, asher etin elecho, put the luchos inside. So what's the Pasuk repeating it again, and it says, V'el ha'orin titin es ha'edus asher etin elecho. Why does he repeat it? Right, I don't know why. V'yesh lema, you can answer, Shabbat lilamid, to teach us, Shabbat orin levadei b'loi kapoyeres, listen to this. When the orin is without a lid, Yitain techilo ha'edus ha'soichoi, then put the edus inside it, va'achar kein yitain es kapoyeres, then put the lid on. Chiddush gadol. Chiddush gadol. In other words, the pasuk tells me you got to put the edus inside the orin. Now the whole pasuk tells me, oh, by the way, put it in before you put the lid on. Before you put the lid on, make sure you put it in. And a whole extra pasuk for that. And Rashi has a question, lo yadati, v'yesh leima. Obviously, that's a pasuk. What, you're supposed to put the thing in after you put the lid on? Obviously, you're supposed to put it in before you put the lid on top. Says the Rosh Al HaTorah, one of the Rishonim Al HaTorah, says like this. The chiddush over here was beautiful. He said the chiddush over here was that one should not even prepare to put the lid on beforehand. In other words, a carpenter, when he is trying to match up the lid of a piece of furniture to the piece of furniture, he has like a trial. He puts on the lid on top to see if it fits. Yeah, the measurements fit, and then he finishes off the varnishing and the beautiful kruvim. That's what he generally does. With this command over here, the Torah tells me, not for a second are you allowed to put the lid on unless the edus inside. Don't even put a trial. Don't even put the lid on just to see how everything else is, and then take it off again and finish everything else and put the kruvim on top and put it with gold and everything else. No. The first time you put the lid on, it has to be when the edus are inside. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. You're not allowed to put the lid on until the edus are inside, even as a trial. What's the idea behind this? So my Rebbe Reb Chaim Kaufman said beautifully. He said it's to teach us that the Oroin represents Torah, and represents Torah values. And Torah values, and this Oroin was beautiful. It was gold with Aser Shittim inside, another gold with the Kruvim, with the, and the Badim and the Miskeret. It was a stunning piece. And one can imagine that this piece within itself has a Chashivus, that this gold has some kind of value even without a Torah inside it. It's a beautiful piece of Gashmius. It's not. Unless it has a neshama inside it, unless it has Torah values inside it, then it does not have a shame, it does not have a name of an Oron at all. It has got no value whatsoever. It's not called an Oron unless Torah values are put first inside it. In other words, don't first put the lid on, make it into an Oron, and then put a Torah inside it. That's not what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. The kishkas, the life of this Oron may only take place once you put the first Edus inside it, and then make it into an Oron, then give it a shame Oron. This is this week's parasha. This week's parasha is by no means diminishing the value of money, diminishing the values of support. We need it. And that is why we said, the Torah gave us a command to first build the shulchan before you built the menorah, because im ein kemach ein Torah. This is a fact. But the value system of where we're supposed to show what is important, where we place those priorities, we first place the menorah in its place, and then we place the shulchan in its place. And as we discussed, everything ultimately is needs support. Torah, Avodah Zarah, all needs our support. But the question is, where do we value it? Also is a mishkan, but also is a orin. There's an energy there where Talmidei Chachamim and Balabatim get together to build together an orin. That is something we're able to do in this world. That is a special schus HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And finally, we said that the value of anything beautiful in this world is only as much value as a Torah and the Ruchnius you put inside it. And if we're able to daven and turn ourselves into, like they did in the time of the Mishkan, to value and focus on our Gashmius for the sake of Ruchnius, then we have become perfect Yidden.
I put myself on the Russia. I put myself on the Russia.